This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
With vaccines now widely available, a lot of Wisconsinites have been able to make summer plans more like the ones they did before the pandemic, see family, join sports leagues, and hold birthday parties. But for families with members who can't get the vaccine, it can be tricky to understand what's safe and to navigate spaces where so many people have let their guards down. Madeline Fox has more on families with a mixed vaccination status.
A drawer in the laundry room of the Albert Home in Mequon is stuffed with masks in different sizes, colors, and patterns.
So we kind of mixed, like, as long as they're clean, like, I don't mind whatever kid wants to wear, whatever.
The family of six still get a lot of use out of it, with three of their four kids too young to get vaccinated. They've been able to do more than they could last summer. Their daughter, Kieran, is playing softball again, just with masks. They get to see family that lives nearby.
My mom just had a birthday a couple days ago, and so when we got together, the adults usually don't mask now, but the kids that are unvaccinated still do, like when we're inside to have dessert, that kind of thing.
On a Friday morning, they headed for their local library in Mequon. The three youngest kept their masks on, and they headed to the self-checkout with a whopping 33 books. The Alberts have been able to keep relatively busy with the library, the playground next door, and sports teams, but have kept their pre-vaccination precautions in place, especially for kids Kieran, Liam, and Bryn. Generally, the guidance from state and federal health agencies is the same for unvaccinated kids as it was for everyone a few months ago, says Medical College of Wisconsin epidemiologist Laura Cassidy.
We do know that wearing a mask protects them. We know distancing, we know hygiene, we know all this, and, you know, the poor kids are going to have to do that a little longer than some of us, but we should all, you know, support the children in that.
Still, with disease levels down substantially, some summer school programs and camps are dropping mask requirements and distancing guidelines, even for kids who can't get the shots. That's left it up to individual families to weigh the risks of certain activities and inquire whether any COVID precautions are still in place.
You have to balance the risk with the benefit of the social interactions and of the sports and of the being outside. And, you know, what is the child's individual health status?
Cassidy says with family members who aren't vaccinated or for whom the vaccine might not offer as much protection because of underlying conditions, it's probably still safer to drive to a vacation spot than fly, for example. That's how the Alberts are navigating vacation. Local parties with family are okay, but seeing family in other parts of the world will have to wait, says mom Kathleen and Landon, who's 13.
That is one thing we haven't been able to do.
Like
so.
England or India to see my cousins and grandparents.
So my husband's parents still live in India and some extended family, and we've been trying to go every couple years, and it's been 2 years this summer.
How families are feeling now about the risks from COVID varies depending on how they've experienced the pandemic so far. Some had less access to healthcare, underlying conditions, and fewer resources. COVID fell heaviest on low-income families and families of color, who disproportionately lost loved ones, but also jobs and homes.
When we use the word normal, it is invalidating because it means that we can return to what was.
That's Sinesha Dale, a professor of psychology at the University of Miami. She studied and worked with families affected by the trauma of another deadly disease, HIV.
For people who have experienced a lot of trauma and a lot of losses, there is no return to what was. It's trying to forge ahead.
As COVID restrictions lift, she says ideally vaccinated people would also try to make things easier for people not yet protected by vaccination.
We have to ask ourselves, like, what is it that I want to get out of this activity? And then think about, well, are there adjustments that could be made where I would still get the feeling and fulfillment that I would want from it, but I would minimize the potential risk to myself or other people that I love?
Kids under 12 are expected to get approval for the vaccine sometime next fall. At least until then, many families will continue weighing risks while they watch much of the country happily set aside the precautions of the last year and a half. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.